Right before they stepped inside the large exhibition center proper, Leia caught movement from the corner of her eye. She turned her head to see several small, brown-pelted, horned creatures milling about in a pen. They stood upright on muscular, hooved hind legs, their smaller forelegs tucked close to their chests, and she was reminded of Han's loathed tauntauns. But these were much prettier creatures, graceful and gentle, with long, bushy tails. As she watched, one of them leapt and ran for a few paces, and Leia smiled, watching it until the last instant when the press of people blocked them from her sight. Kibbucks, too small to be used as mounts, by adult humans at least. Yoda had ridden one, she remembered hearing, and they were the perfect size for a 7-year-old girl. Kibbucks originated on Kashyyyk, the homeworld of her husband's best friend, the much-loved late Chewbacca. It fit perfectly. She would contrive for Alana and Han to see it before they left. If the girl took to the kibbuck, as Leia suspected she would, then she and Han would return tomorrow and secretly purchase one. Pleased, Leia turned her attention to the sights, sounds, and, unfortunately, smells of the enclosed exhibition hall. The main hall was filled with displays, banners, and all manner of advertising. In the center was an elaborate scale display of some of the more standard animals to be seen at the exhibition, along with a sign that announced Main Exhibition Hall, in case anyone couldn't figure that out. Off to the left was the Small Animal Hall, whose smaller rooms held the cages or pens of the smaller creatures, such as Gizkas, Twirls, Vorpaks, and the still popular, though not all the rage anymore, Chitlicks. To the right was a large warning, dangerous animals sign, with a great deal of smaller print below the bold statement. The animals on display in this section of the exhibition hall have been known to exhibit violent behavior. All security measures have been taken to ensure the safety of our valued patrons. Attendees of the Coruscant Livestock Exchange and Exhibition should be aware, however, that they proceed at their own risk, and that the exhibition hall management assumes no responsibility for any injuries incurred. Nice, Jaina said. I'll remember that when I've got a rancor nibbling at my ankle. Oh, wait, I've already got Javis Tyr. Where is he, anyway?
I think we lost him, Natua said,
her narrowed eyes scanning the crowd.
Good,
Leia said. She was anxious to tell Han about the kibbucks she'd spotted, but Alana seemed glued to her grandfather. She was off his shoulders now, but clinging to his hand, tugging him along in the direction of...
Honey,
Han was saying to her, glancing at Leia with a slightly desperate glint in his dark eyes.
Don't you want to go see the cute little critters in the small animal hall?
No,
Alana said, not rudely, but clearly.
I want to go see those.
She pointed at the warning sign. Leia shrugged at her husband.
She's a solo,
she said, and he was forced to nod in understanding. It was, of course, perfectly safe. Leia half suspected that the overly large, garishly colored warning sign was more advertisement than caution, especially as gaining entrance to this area required a separate and not insubstantial admission fee. Regardless of the lurid warning and the steep price, the area was crowded. Only a small portion of those waiting patiently in line were permitted in at a time. Patrons stood single file in a winding line for admittance to the turbo lift that would take them to an area beneath the exhibition hall. Han, Leia, Alana, Jaina, Rad, and Natua crowded in, with about 15 other beings as the turbo lift slowly descended. Alana did not like the close press in there. It had been rare that anyone other than her mother or servants even came into her presence, let alone touched her or stood so very close. She stood with her back pressed against Han and his arms folded protectively around her. Leia could feel her nervousness in the Force and sent her calm.
We can always ride right back up, honey, Han said to his granddaughter.
No,
Alana said stubbornly.
I want to see the animals here.
Leia met Han's eyes and shrugged. The turbo lift doors opened and everyone surged out, almost getting stuck in the doors. Jaina was the first out from their group, having been the last one to wedge herself in when the turbolift doors were closing, and Leia heard her daughter's annoyed voice carrying over the murmur of the crowd.
Oh, for the love of...
Leia actually laughed when they emerged. The decor, the lighting, the ambient noise, a dull heartbeat with a barely audible tension-inducing sound from some wind instrument in the background. All conspired to set the scene for anticipation of something dreadful. It was so over the top, it was positively ludicrous. The lighting was slightly tinged with red, casting a slightly bloody hue on everything they would see. The walkway that stretched before them was bare metal, and their feet clanged ominously as they moved forward.